We continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 9, in which we will learn the final two Mishnayos of the second Perek, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. We begin with Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier in Mishnah Gimel that a list of those kli cheres which are not mekabel tumah because they are not totally receptacles, they have an open wall, or that they're just plain flat tablets. Now we're going to learn the inverse of some of those examples. Hatmeim shebekli cheres, a kli cheres which is tumay because it does have walls and it is a barkibul, it is a receptacle. Tavlo sheyesh lo lizbeis. Suppose you have a flat tablet, and the tablet has a rim around it, so that within that rim, on that tablet, it has a base kibul. It's mekabel tuma. Umachto shlema. You have a shovel, or a pan, a dustpan, for example, which has a rim around all of it. It's whole. It has no open wall. So it's mekabel tuma, it's a receptacle. Now we come to an interesting example. The tavlo shehi meleya ka'oros. Suppose you have a flat tray, and built into the tray are dishes, so that you can have on the tray a little bit of salad, a little bit of sauce, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, etc., each in its own separate ka'ara. But the ka'aros, the dishes, the cups, are all part of the same tavla. And suppose you have a sheretz, for example, falls into one of these containers. So the Mishnah says, "V'tavlo shehi meleya ka'aros nitmeis achas mehen b'sheretz." If one of them became tomei tumas sheretz, lo nitmu ukulam. So we don't say that it's all one keli, even though all of the dishes are built into the same keli, but each one has its own identity. This is it. This is true if it's a flat tavla with no rim or with no protruding rim, as we will see in the next phrase. Im yesh lo lizbei, suppose around the tablet there is a rim, and this rim, odef, protrudes above the level of all the dishes which are the constituent dishes of this tray. So now everything within the tray is all one keli, because the walls of the keli, the rim, protrude above those dishes. In that case, the Mishnah says, nitmo achas mehen. If one of the dishes, constituent dishes, becomes tomei, nitmo kulon, the whole tray is tomei, because it's all one big keli surrounded by a protruding rim. V'chein beis tavlin shel cheres, the same thing is true of a cheres vessel which contains different spices. You have one vessel which has separate compartments, one for salt, one for pepper, one for cinnamon, one for whatever, oregano. So if there is no rim around it which protrudes above them all, so if one becomes tomei, the others do not. However, if the rim protrudes, same thing, nitmu kulam. V'kalmorin hamus amos. The same thing is true for an inkwell that a scribe has. Because a scribe also has such a type of vessel in which he has different components, compartments of the vessel. One compartment for the ink, one compartment for the quill, one compartment for a razor or a knife of some sort. So same principle applies. If there's no protruding rim surrounding all the different compartments, so they're separate compartments. One becomes tomei, the others do not. However, if the rim protrudes and envelops, encompasses all of the compartments, one compartment becomes tomei, they all are tomei. The Mishnah continues, Uveis tavlin shel eitz shed nitmo echod b'mashke. So suppose you have a base tavlin. So you have this a type of contraption which has various compartments, one for spice, one for sugar, one for salt, one for pepper. And one of those compartments becomes tome with mashke, meaning mashkim tomeim, liquid fluids, which are became tome, touch them. Now the or fill them. Now the Chachamim had a gzera, the Rabbonon, that when mashke makes something tome, it can be metame a kli eitz migabo. It can can be metame the outside of the kli eitz, and only the gav becomes tome. It's a special gzera of tumas mashkin. So in such a case, only the gav becomes tome. As the Mishnah continues, uveis tavlan shleich nitmo echad b'mashke lo nitmo chavero. So if the compartment containing sugar became tome tumas mashkin with mashkin tomeim, then the compartment containing pepper does not become tome. However, this is true if the base tavlin is shel eitz. However, and the dover ha-mitamei, the object which makes it tomei, is mashkim tomeim. But if it's shel eitz, and one of the compartments became tomei tumas sheretz, then if the sugar compartment became tomei tumas sheretz, the sheretz fell into the sugar, then, not very appetizing, but that's what happened, then the neighboring containers containing salt, pepper, and whatever do become tomei. Because a kli eitz, unlike a kli cheres, is mekabel tumas sheretz migabo, and migabo from the outside surface is metame the entire keli. Remember, only a kli cheres is not mekabel tumas migabo, but a kli eitz is mekabel tumas migabo. The only leniency being that if the tumah source is mashkim tumeim, then only the gav remains tumei, not the inside. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer chol kenes ovyo. If you have a situation where the mashkim tumeim, it fell into the compartment, let's say in our example of the sugar, so that compartment became tumei. But there's a wall between the compartment containing the sugar and the compartment containing the salt. So for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you take that wall and split it down the middle. Hameshamesh la tome, tome. The part of the gav in our example, which is exposed to the sugar, that part of the wall, that half of the wall, becomes tome. Hameshamesh la tohar. But the other side of the wall between the compartments, the one next to the salt or the pepper or whatever, that remains tohar. So what he does is he splits the wall between the compartments. It's a case, again, of mashkim temeim. The Mishnah continues, im yesh lo lizbeis odef. Suppose this base tavlin, this spice box with all the various compartments, has around it a rim which protrudes above Odef, it protrudes above the surface of the other compartments, then it's all one big keli. The clicked base tavlin is not separate compartments, separate kelim, but rather one big keli which has separate subdivisions. Nitmo, in such a case, if it has lizbeis Odef, nitmo echod mehem, nitmo chavero. If one becomes tome, they all become tome. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Ches. Halapid. The lapid is a torch, in a sense. Lapid is a vessel which has no bottom. It comes to a point. It's shaped like a triangle. And into it you put oil and wicks, etc. And you take this lapid and insert it into a big pole. So the pole is designed to be the support of this lapid. So true, the lapid itself can't stand. But the lapid is produced with the specific purpose of being supported by the pole into which it is inserted. And then, of course, you insert it, make a fire in the lapid, and take the pole and stick it high, and you can see the fire burning from far away, which is the whole point. So the lapid is tame, because the point is, even though the lapid can't stand on its own and therefore might be not susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah, but since the moshav, the place where this is going to be inserted, is miyuchad, is specifically designated, then, therefore, the lapid is mekabel tumah. Similarly, ubeis shiko shel ner. Now, a ner is not a candle. A ner is a bowl into which you insert a candle. So it's more like a candlestick, or into which you insert oil and a wick, etc. So if you have the base shiko shel ner, which is the point in the ner where the candle is inserted. So you have here this kli cheres, which is a receptacle, which is in itself is not necessarily a receptacle, but in it there's a depression into which you can insert the ner, the actual candle or oil with the wick. So the question is this beishiko shel ner, since it only doesn't have to get the whole candle, but only a little bit of it, do we say that that it's also considered a base kibbul and it's mekabel tuma? So the Mishnah says, beishiko shel ner is metame bo'aver. The airspace of that beishiko, that depression in the candle container, is the airspace can become roy lekabel tuma in its airspace if, for example, a sheretz is dangled in that little small depression. Hamasreg shel tsartzur. Now, a tsartzur is a barrel or a bottle made of cheres, a ceramic bottle, a jar, and the opening of the jar is covered with a reshes, with a network, with a screen. And around that network protrude wires. So the wires encircle the rim of the jar around the network or around the netting or around the screen. And it looks like a comb because you have all these protruding vertical wires. So the masreg shel tsartzur, the comb, so to speak, surrounding the outer rim of this jar, is that considered a base kibbul or not? Because after all, can that be considered a toch? Now, no, not a base kibbul. Your water is going to leak through the vertical wires. But the question is, for a kli cheres, is that considered toch? Toch means inside. So inside the jar, that is, of course, is the avir kli cheres. But what about inside these protruding spikes or spokes? So machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, Rabbi Eliezer says that's not a toch. A toch means walls, not protruding vertical wires with spaces between them. However, the chachamim mitamim, the chachamim say no, it's a toch. It's inside. You define the walls by these vertical wires. Even though it's not an impenetrable wall, doesn't make a difference. It still is considered a toch. And for kli cheres, the toch becomes tomei, tumas sheretz, and other tumos. So we have finished lesson number 9, and in the process completed the second perek of Maseches Kelim.